This is a guided sequence of floor yoga postures prepared for the stress reduction program at the University of Massachusetts Medical School. Welcome to this practice. Here we'll be bringing the same care and quality of attention to the body and to our moment-by-moment experience, just as we do with the body scan. It's important that you make this a regular practice, learning to inhabit, nourish, and strengthen what every one of us has been gifted with, this alive, dynamic body-mind, and the awareness that is always knowing it. It's best to arrange a place for practice that feels safe, where you'll be relatively protected from distractions and interruptions. You can dress in loose and comfortable clothing, laying out a yoga mat or a thick pad on the floor, with a chair handy if needed, making any other arrangements that will best support you in this yoga practice. As we move through the postures, we're cultivating sensitivity to the body throughout periods of stillness and movement. You're encouraged to stay close to your experience of each pose and to practice at your own limits, dwelling in the felt sense of the movement itself, rather than seeking to attain anything special. There's nothing to change or achieve or force here. You might notice, without trying to make anything particular happen, that limits do change and dissolve by themselves as you practice with consistency and curiosity. The poses we'll be doing together can be modified to fit all bodies and all conditions. With kind-hearted interest and sensitivity to what's happening in your own body, following the instructions as best you can, you'll be discovering what is right for you in each moment. It may be possible to explore poses deeply at some times, and it will be right to back off or refrain completely with some poses at other times. If you're not engaging in a particular pose, it's fine to visualize doing the pose or to sense into a pose directly through the body without actually moving. Right along with attention to body sensations, we'll be exploring the domains of feelings and thoughts. So as you move through this practice, allowing space for what's arising in the mind and in the heart, including any thoughts and emotions that may be here, you may notice particular patterns of thought to judge, criticize, or to aggrandize. And here the invitation is to acknowledge any passing thoughts of failing or succeeding. Simply be with what is actually happening with the body, exactly as it is. We're touching into what is already whole, complete, and well in each moment we're alive. And so arranging the body now in a comfortable lying down posture, resting on the back, perhaps with the palms facing up, the arms resting by the sides, the legs stretched out long, and the feet relaxing away from each other. And sensing into the body all at once. This is the corpse pose. And it signals just a dying away of the usual busyness activity. A chance to recognize what is here, present, alive. Gathering attention now into the sensations of breathing. noticing how the breath is moving in this particular pose of the body, and how this is known. The movement and the particular pressures, the expanding and releasing. And recognizing the breath as a moment-by-moment ally for you throughout this practice. Inviting the breath to be free and just exactly as it is right now, breath by breath. So with the tension, the hands and arms, and beginning to lift the arms, aware of the sensations in the body associated with this lifting the arms up and toward the ceiling and now overhead. Perhaps the arms coming to rest above the head, along the floor, if you're lying down. And reaching one side and then the other. Stretching with awareness here. And feeling the whole length of the body here, and it may be that the legs and toes also stretch and reach. Just exploring the length and the stretch. And releasing the movement here and letting the arms come back through this arc of movement up towards the ceiling. And with awareness now, the arms coming to rest once again by the sides. So aware of the contact and the perhaps the sensations of the muscles themselves releasing once again into the support. Just dwelling now in this resting body. Aware here of the effects of this simple movement that's now completed. So now bending both knees and bringing the feet close to the buttocks, the soles of the feet against the floor. And bringing some attention now to the spine, the back, and the curve of the low back just above the hips. Sometimes we say the small of the back. You might even like to bring a hand just below this curve and notice that there's some space between the floor, the back of the chair, and the spine. And we can press this curve down into the mat and notice that the pelvis just rocks gently toward the shoulders. And then allowing the curve to come back into the low back and letting the pelvis rock towards the heels and even accentuating the curve in the low back. And so moving with attention to this area of the body, pressing and arching this curve in the low back, rocking the pelvis. Moving in a way that feels right for your body just now. in a range of motion and at a pace that allows for attending. Letting the breath flow naturally with this movement. And now releasing this movement and drawing both knees into the chest, perhaps wrapping the hands around the knees or shins. Just hugging the knees in close. You might like to rock from side to side or back and forth. Perhaps circling the knees a bit, one direction and then the other. And if you care to, allowing the shoulders and the head to lift up towards the knees. And you might support the back of the neck to allow the head to come up with a support. Just aware of the sensations in the body of this particular effort. Breathing with this and knowing just when it's right for you to release the head and the shoulders if they've been lifted up. And then releasing the feet back down to the mat and lengthening one leg and then the other. Resting here in the corpse pose. Aware of sensations in the body. Flexing the right knee now and drawing the right knee in towards the chest. Just hugging this knee in. And then beginning to draw some circles with the knee. And exploring the range of motion in the right hip here. Small circles or wide circles, one direction or another. Just noticing the capacity of the right hip to move in this way. Maybe investigating the very edge of the range of motion. Places that might feel tight, others more loose. There's no right way to move this area of the body. There's just simply how it is for you right now. And so hugging the right knee in once again, and if you care to, lifting the head and shoulders, the forehead just curving towards the knee. Just noticing the area of strength in the torso that allows for this kind of movement, supporting the head if need be with the hand, and breathing. Releasing the head and shoulders here when that feels right for you. Letting the hands and arms come back to the sides, releasing the right leg. Just a simple awareness of the resting body. And now drawing the left knee in towards the chest. Hugging the left knee in. Right with the sensations of stretching. And moving the left knee now in a range of motion. Circling. allowing the sensations of this movement to be known. And hugging the left knee in close to the chest, lifting the head and shoulders, forehead towards the left knee. Breathing with this stretch. And just as is right for you, releasing the head and the neck, lengthening the left leg, and once again coming to the corpse pose. So aware of sensations in the body, of releasing. Breathing with this awareness. We'll be transitioning now to a hands and knees posture. So just as you hear this, just noticing the body preparing for that transition. And with awareness of the many poses and movements and textures and sensations available throughout this very complex transition, just moving yourself from a lying down posture into a hands and knees position. So as you find yourself on hands and knees, just noticing what this posture is like, very different, aware of the sensations of texture under the knees and the hands, how the breath moves in a particular way in the body in this posture. And you may wish to cushion your hands or your knees by folding your yoga mat once or twice. Also, resting on the hands in this way can be challenging for the wrists, so you may wish to come up onto gentle fists or even fingertips. Resting here in this tabletop posture, where the legs and arms are like the legs of a table and the back is the flat of the table. And so now rounding the back towards the ceiling and allowing the tail and the gaze to drop down towards the floor. Aware of the whole length of the spine rounding towards the ceiling, breathing with this stretch. And then allowing the belly to drop towards the floor, arching the back and lifting the gaze comfortably, letting the tailbone lift a bit towards the back wall or ceiling. Much like a sway-backed cow. And we can move from the rounded back of the cat to the sway back of the cow, just moving the spine at a pace that feels supportive to you, attending to the flexibility of the entire spine, from the tail all the way to the crown of the head, moving with awareness. Perhaps noticing how the breath moves as the spine goes from the rounded to the arched position. And then releasing this movement and coming back to the neutral tabletop posture. And stretching the right leg out behind now and coming to rest on the right toes and lifting the right leg off. Lifting a little or stretching the leg back long, maybe reaching with the toes. Just aware of the body balancing in this way. And you may wish to reach forward with the left hand, balancing on the fingertips, lifting off, perhaps stretching the left arm long as the right leg stretches behind. Just sensing into the way that the body balances here. Not a static thing, but very dynamic. Inviting the breath to flow freely. And when you're ready, letting the left hand come back down, bringing the right knee under, coming back to four-pointed balance. And now stretching the left leg out long behind, balancing on the toes, exploring, lifting, lengthening, stretching, and the right arm can come forward, perhaps lifting off sensations of stretching and balancing. Muscles that are engaged here, and are there muscles that are really not needed? Just inviting the face to be soft if there's any muscle tension here. And when you're ready, letting the left leg come down and the right hand come down. And just moving through a cat and cow series here. Now, letting the knees come further apart just a bit, sinking the buttocks back over the heels and inviting the torso to come down towards the floor. Perhaps the arms are stretched out long over the head or they're resting by the sides of the legs. They may be folded to make a little pillow for the head to rest on. It's releasing all the effort now. This is the child pose. Just resting, breathing, staying right with sensations in the body and how it is for you in the mind and the heart. Everything is welcome here. So with awareness now, moving to transition once again from hands and knees to lying down on the back. So present to how it is for you right here, just now. And bending into the knees and bringing the feet close to the buttocks. And you may wish to bring the hands together under the head or maybe even to reach them up overhead, resting against the floor. Pressing into the feet here and noticing how the buttocks and hips can lift right up off the mat. And exploring this lifting the hips opening the whole front of the body from the shoulders to the knees. The weight of the body resting on the soles of the feet and the shoulders, and just gently on the back of the head. This is the bridge pose. Just breathing. Sensitive to the muscles that are engaged here. And allowing any effort that's not needed to release itself. Any effort in the face, the throat, the chest. And any time it's right for you, just allowing the spine to come slowly down. The back, the shoulders, and just aware of the moment of contact of the buttocks and the whole process of this effort releasing. And bringing attention to the feet and knees, perhaps with the hands behind the head now, just allowing the weight of the knees to release over to the right, down towards the floor. And you may wish to move your gaze over the left shoulder. So here's a supported twist in the spine. Breathing with awareness of this supported twisting in the torso, right up into the neck and head. The knees can come back up to center, the gaze can come back up to center. Now releasing the knees to the left. And perhaps letting the gaze gently move towards the right shoulder. We can notice sensations that are different from one side to the other. Nothing going wrong here. This is just simply how bodies are. Just touching into the sensations here, the body twisting. It's receiving the sensations of twisting. And then when you're ready, allowing the knees to come back to center and the gaze to come to center. Releasing the arms back down by the sides, if you wish. And lengthening now the right leg. And with the strength in the low belly and low back, beginning to lift this leg up off the mat. Perhaps reaching towards the ceiling with the heel. Just lengthening and lifting the leg. You may like to circle the ankle here. One direction and then the other. Flex and point. Just aware of the sensations of moving and stretching in this way. And reaching both hands towards the leg now and just clasping around the sides of the leg or the back of the leg or the shin, or perhaps just grabbing a pant leg
and drawing the leg just a bit closer towards the torso. Just accentuating the stretch just a bit. And if you care to, allowing the forehead to come up towards the knee. Shoulders up off the mat. You might like to support the back of the neck with a hand. Just aware of the sensations of curling together this way, stretching. Releasing the head and the neck down. Releasing the arms by the sides. And now very slowly allowing the right leg to descend back towards the mat. Aware of all the muscles engaged with this and the very moment of contact and the whole process of releasing the effort of holding the leg up in this way. Supporting the body to release in this way. Bending into the right knee now and lengthening the left leg. And now lifting the left leg long. Reaching with the left heel. Circling the ankle. Pointing, flexing. Just dwelling at the level of sensation here in this simple movement. Reaching toward the left leg and drawing it just a bit closer. Just as is right for you. And perhaps the head and shoulders come up to stretch toward the leg. Breathing with awareness of this movement and stretch. And knowing when it's right for you to release the shoulders and head. Letting the arms come down by the sides. And staying right with the sensations as the leg slowly descends. Aware of the touchdown and the release of effort. Allowing the right leg to come out long as well and resting in the corpse pose for a few breaths. And now moving on to the right side. Transitioning with awareness, resting the body on the right side, perhaps creating a little pillow with the crooked elbow and bringing the hand in front of the chest, the right hand in front of the chest, and lengthening the right leg and lifting. Just exploring the sensations of the hip as the right leg lifts, perhaps some circles here of the whole leg all at once. Forward or back. And then when you're ready, allowing this right leg to come back down. Just aware of the sensations here. Sensations of effort and sensations of release. And moving now over to the right side. The left hand in front of the chest to support balance here. Lengthening the left leg and lifting here. There's no right amount to be lifting. There's simply what's possible today, right now. In this range of motion in the left hip. Perhaps circling. Exploring. And then when it feels right for you, releasing the left leg. Transitioning now to a position lying down on your belly. Perhaps with the arms by the sides, or maybe crossed and giving your head a place to rest. You can rest your head on your forehead, or just turn your head a bit and rest on one cheek or the other. So aware of the very different sensations the body resting in this way. Aware of breathing, pressures. And bringing the face to rest forward, perhaps resting forehead on the mat. And firming the muscles of the low belly. And now lifting the right leg just as much as is possible. There's no particular amount of lifting that's right. Just simply aware of the sensations of the body lifting in this way. Stretching. Reaching the toes back. And then when it feels right for you, releasing the right leg. And perhaps resting the face on the opposite cheek now. Bringing the gaze once more to center in a way that's respectful of the neck without crimping or straining. And lifting off the left leg now with sensitivity to the low back, just firming the muscles of the abdomen and the low belly into the mat. Feeling the sensations of strength and stretch. and allowing other parts of the body to release as is possible. And now releasing the left leg down, and perhaps bringing the face once again to rest on the opposite cheek. And now, if you care to, bringing your hands to rest just under the shoulders. And beginning to lift the gaze just a few inches in front of you, the shoulders can begin to come up off the mat. And exploring here, this lifting, head and face and shoulders. Breathing with awareness of the back. And knowing just when it's right for you to release this posture. Letting the head and neck come down. Releasing the face, perhaps resting on one cheek once again. And transitioning with awareness, coming onto the back. Stretching the legs out long, arranging the hands by the sides, and then bending both knees and drawing the knees into the chest. Once again, perhaps rocking from side to side, circling with the knees. And making any other movement that feels called for here. And when that's feeling completed, then stretching the legs out long, resting the feet a little further apart from each other. The arms can come to the sides and the palms facing up to the ceiling, if that feels comfortable for you. And coming to this corpse pose. And releasing the effort of this yoga practice now. Resting in simple awareness of the body breathing. Scanning for any and all sensations. Just noticing what is here now. You might like to sweep with awareness from the soles of the feet all the way up to the crown of the head, and then from the crown of the head back down through to the soles of the feet. And as we close this practice together, acknowledging yourself for the commitment to your own health and well-being, and maybe thanking yourself for taking the time to care for and nourish yourself in this way, moment by moment.